I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington, where we are gearing up for the presidential inauguration. We begin with CBS's Nancy Cordes.
Trump will be packing up here in balmy Florida and heading up to D.C. later today. He's got a reception at one of his golf clubs in Northern Virginia tonight with fireworks, and then tomorrow a big rally at an arena in downtown D.C. And then on Monday at noon, he will be sworn in as the nation's 47th president.
That swearing-in's been moved indoors to the Capitol Rotunda because of the cold weather. This Trump supporter is disappointed.
I would stand in the 5-degree weather in order to support what he's going to do, what he did in the past, and what he's going to do in the future.
Correspondent Ed O'Keefe reports on the new preparations for the ceremony.
Just hours after the decision to move the inauguration indoors here in the Rotunda, they're already setting up the new platform where Donald Trump will be sworn in. Instead of thousands of people watching outside, it'll just be a few hundred in here. The most important of those VIPs, members of Congress, former presidents, cabinet officials, and those visiting dignitaries from around the world.
A viewing area and the parade will now be inside Capitol One Arena, which can hold about 20,000 people. That is a whole lot less than the 250,000 who were expected to attend the outside festivities. The president-elect will apparently not waste any time when it comes to his immigration promises.
On Tuesday, the day after Donald Trump is sworn in as president again, there's word that he plans a large-scale immigration raid in Chicago. The Wall Street Journal also reports that according to people familiar with the planning, the raid will last all week. President-elect Trump has promised a massive overhaul of U.S. immigration after taking office. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
A TikTok ban kicks in tomorrow. CBS's Scott McFarlane on what could happen now.
Donald Trump's going to have to make some move on this one way or the other beginning Monday. And those closely aligned Trump surrogates in the Congress who have said this is a good law, TikTok needs to be gone, may have to get behind whatever Trump chooses to do next.
All 9 Supreme Court justices voted to uphold a federal law that would shut the app down unless it's sold by its China-based company. A ceasefire will begin tomorrow in Gaza. CBS's Remy Innocencio is in Tel Aviv.
Today is the last day of war, said this displaced man from southern Gaza. Aid is waiting across Gaza's southern border in Egypt. Trucks with food, water, and medical supplies ready to roll.
It will be the first pause in fighting in months. The agreement is expected to go into effect tomorrow at 8:30 a.m. local time. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Remembering Bob Uecker.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The voice of the Brewers, Bob Uecker, passed away Thursday at the age of 90. Former Brewers owner and baseball commissioner Bud Selig.
Bob and I first met about 1959. You know, that's 65 years. Bob and I used to kid a lot. We were two Milwaukee kids. When I hired him, January of 1971, I said, how'd you like to work for the Brewers? He said, I'd love to. That was it. We never had a contract, never had any broadcast games, and he's done the same with Mark Antanasio. And he was just remarkable. Loyal to Milwaukee and Wisconsin. Talk about things, and he had an unbelievable mind. But he did love the game. I mean, he means so much to Brewer fans and baseball fans. He was one of them, and they knew it.
That's Bud Selig with Sports on Mike.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mix of sun and clouds and a high in the mid-20s today. Wind chills down to 0. Partly cloudy tonight, a low near 2. Wind chill to 10 degrees below. Mostly sunny and near 5 Sunday. Wind chill to 15 below. It's 24 right now.
I can't get no when I'm driving in my car and a man. Radio Park to Racine's famous zoo. Local news and timeless hits.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cambric shirt, a deep forest green, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. No crest crown without no sleeve. Strands and polishes of gold. And she'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to reap it in a sickle of blazing in scarlet battalion. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and tarot. Scarborough Fair, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine.
No time left for you. Timeless Hits on WRGN. Bring a friend along. They're going to love it, okay? Guess who? In no time, it's Rick Johnson, 919, Saturday morning soundtrack. It's just for you here on WRGN. And we're proud to be a sponsor of the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission's Stay Safe Racine County campaign. That's right, each month we'll help promote expert guidelines for staying safe on our roads, from snowplow and emergency vehicle awareness to programs. And our aim is to promote safety here at WRJN.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Ooh, ma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
Begin your day with a special treat from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team crafts delightful donuts, muffins, and pastries, all bursting with fresh fruit and flavor. Plus, indulge in the new mini dessert cups, perfectly sized for a quick bite. Mix and match flavors like cookies and cream, cherry cheesecake, and Mississippi mud pie. Whether you're sweetening your morning or needing an afternoon treat, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir,
fades,
flips, good again, just outside the left elbow,
here,
goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. Even want me around, and now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
Work, 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 until the little bit.
second installment of the WRJN Capsule Countdown comes up in about six more minutes. This time around, it'll be the year 1964. Todd Rundgren on WRJN.
Hello, it's me. I've thought about this for a long, long time. Maybe I think too much, but something's wrong. There's something here that doesn't last too long. Maybe I shouldn't think of you as mine.
Plays upon her head. I hear the sound of a gentle word on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the
softly smile, I know she must be kind.
She's by my side.
News at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. Make sure you tell a friend about it, too. They're going to enjoy what they hear. No doubt about that. It's a little after 9:30, so we're going to go ahead and do our second installment of the WRJN Capsule Countdown. This one is dated 1964, December 18th is when this one came from. And in 1964, in the space race, the Soviet Union launched two, not one, but two scientific satellites, Electron 1 and Electron 2, from a single rocket. And Ranger 6 is launched by the U.S. Space Agency. They were on a mission to carry television cameras, but crash-landed on the moon. So you imagine back then how much television cameras cost. It was probably expensive. The United States authorizes the 24th Amendment in 1964, to 24th Amendment to the United States Constitution. And what that 24th Amendment was, it outlawed the poll tax. And now on your radio, if you were to tune in December 18th, this is what you probably would have heard.
For launch, in quick review for you, the WRGN Capsule Countdown.
Number 10.
And that's when I fell in love with the leader of the laundromat.
6.
Late that night, I saved the life of Ringo.
4.
For the number 5 song on this date.
Number 5 song on December 18th, 1964. One-time girlfriend of Mick Jagger, Marilee Rush, As Tears Go By, here on the countdown on WRJN.
It is the evening of the day. I sit and watch the children.
Countdown.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mix of sun and clouds and a high in the mid-20s today. Wind chills down to zero. Partly cloudy tonight, a low near 2. Wind chill to 10 degrees below. Mostly sunny and near 5 Sunday. Wind chill to 15 below. It's 24 right now.
WRJN.
heard a snippet of this song that we just played on the Capsule Countdown from 64. Johnny Rivers and the Mountain of Love on WRJN.
Standing on a mountain looking down on a city. The way I feel is a doggone pity. Teardrops falling down a mountainside. Many times I've been here, many times I've cried. We used to be so happy when we were in love. High on a mountain of love. Night after night I've been standing here alone, weeping my heart out till cold gray dawn. Praying that you're lonely and you come here too, hoping just by chance that I get a glimpse of you. Trying hard to find you somewhere, love. High on a mountain of love. A mountain of love, a mountain of love. You should be ashamed. Your name. Way down below there's a half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing and there should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams gone above. High on a mountain above. A half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing that should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams gone above. High on a mountain above. High on a mountain above. High on a mountain above.
No. you help out the victims of the devastating fires in California? You'll find an easy way to donate. It's called Convoy of Hope. And all you got to do is check our website, civicmedia.us, and you'll find ways to help there. Thanking you in advance for your help is J.J. Jackson.
Just an old-fashioned love song.
Loving that old-fashioned love song. Three Dog Night at WRJN with Rick Johnson. Glad to be here with you on a Saturday morning. And looks like somebody left the refrigerator door open. It's like 25 degrees now here at Radio Park. Here comes the cold temps, no doubt about that. Hey, you want to be cool? You want to be hip and vogue, you know, stepping? Nah, I'm just kidding you. But you know what you can do? Sign up to receive the new WRJN weekly newsletter. And you know where to find that? WRJN.com. The newsletter recaps the big local and state news stories of the week, highlights some of our on-air contests, like Herman's and Hermits and Association, and hosts. We highlight them, too. Profiles from some local businesses, and it also has tips on marketing and advertising. Simply sign up at WRJN.com. That's where you're going to find it.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
I'm sticking to my God like a
Rick
Johnson with Mary Wells. That's her guy. Terry Havel is a little under the weather today. Chris Morrow is up next. And you and I, let's get together after the Badgers game this afternoon.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. The inauguration of Donald Trump is now taking place inside due to the extremely cold weather. CBS's Bradley Blackburn with how this is all going to work now.
Inside, TV cameras and a few hundred dignitaries will be able to watch the swearing-in person, but not the crowd.